Imagine you had invented a new type of rifle that could be helpful to the U.S. military. How would you go about selling your device? This man simply took his rifle and ammunition and showed up at the White House. The story of that invention and the Civil War is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the summer of 1863, an inventor named Christopher Minor Spencer developed a rifle he believed would help the Union cause. He wanted President Lincoln to see how the device could help win the Civil War.
He was led to the president's office by a caretaker working in the White House with weapon and ammunition, and that didn't seem strange at the time.
Mark Whitlock shares the story from the Illinois State Military Museum.
Due to President Lincoln's background in the military and his militia service in Illinois in the Black Hawk War, he was very comfortable around weapons. He was actually a pretty good shot, and the two men agreed to meet outside the White House the next day and test fire the Spencer rifle.
So on August 18th, 1863, Spencer and the president met in Potomac Park, near today's Washington Monument.
They propped a pine board up against a tree. Christopher Spencer fired 7 shots at the board to demonstrate the capability of the rifle and how it operated for the president. And then they turned the board over, and Abraham Lincoln, from a distance of 40 yards, fired 7 consecutive shots into the board.
The demonstration produced an order for the rifle.
The Navy took the risk. They bought the weapon, used that in Navy service, and eventually the Army did buy that. And there were a good number of Spencer carbines that were used by our cavalry during the Civil War.
You can still see the board Lincoln used as a target.
One shot hit the bullseye. The remaining shots encircled the bullseye. They cut the portion of board off that President Lincoln shot, and he presented that to Christopher Spencer.
The Spencer family donated the board to the museum, a piece of history that sold the president on a new rifle to help win the war. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.